Blog Talk Radio.
All right, everybody, we are live here on Journey into the Light here on this Tuesday night. Very excited for this show here as bringing on a very dear friend of mine. If you, any of the listeners out there, are folks who have listened to me in the early years, like when I first started, probably the first couple of years, will know of my guest for this show and know how truly special and gifted she is. And she's known by very simply as Medium Michelle. And I have to say that I have, in the course of doing Journey into Light, and I know listeners that are going to hear this broadcast have listened to this show at different parts. A lot of people are new. Others are kind of found the show in the middle, and then there's still some that listen that were from the very start. Been with me all along, all 9 years. And I've done 9 years. I've hosted over 4,000 shows. So, and I've had guests from all around the world, psychic mediums, astrologers, life coaches, healers. I mean, all sorts. I mean, some people, I look at the picture and like, I know they've been on the show through documentation, but I can't remember them. But Medium Michelle, I have to say, honestly, is one of the very best mediums that I have heard. And Michelle and I did many shows together. So it wasn't like Michelle was just on once or twice. There just wasn't a show that we did that that there wasn't some amazing connections where I would be like, oh, you got to be kidding me. And when Michelle comes on, I'm going to recount one of the most amazing connections that, you know, if I ever have doubt of mediumship work, you know, and I think we all have times where we, you know, question things. I think it's normal. I always go back to Medium Michelle, and Michelle's come back. A lot of people was missing her for a number of years, and now Michelle is back. And so we're going to find all about Michelle. We're going to talk about OBEs, out-of-body experiences, and then we're going to take your calls. So Michelle's going to be here each Tuesday at this time, which is 9 o'clock Eastern, 8 Central, and 6 Pacific time. So write it down. Tell your friends to come. And the number to call into the show, 347-884-8245. Press the 1 on your phone if you want to speak to Michelle. We've already got over a dozen people on hold. I will tell you one thing that will get you to the front of the line is if you our homeless mission, something very near and dear to my heart that most people know about, but in case you don't, it's something that Jennifer Taylor, who runs Quantum Touch, it's a healing energy modality that she's also my beautiful co-host on LA Talk Radio. So we started a homeless mission in a project back in December where we go out to the streets and help people that are in need, and I love doing this, and it's really is taken like a life of its own, and I tell you that many of these people on the side of the street are angels. You know, the Bible talks about, you know, there would be people on the side of the road, and the test was, would people stop for just a stranger? Because, you know, everybody would stop to help Jesus or an angel, right? But would they stop to help a total stranger? And that's the test, not on them. Like, a lot of people like to judge the homeless and say, well, why aren't they doing this, that, you know. If there's any judgment, it's on us. Will we help? Will we help? It's a simple question. You know, I think in our life review, we're given a we see the things that we've done, and we also see the things we could have done that we didn't do. And as my friend Daniel Brinkley, who I've interviewed many times, said, you know, the life review is about us. It's not about anybody else. It's about me, Michael. And what are the things? And that's why at the beginning of the year, I thought, you know, this huge show can do a lot more than just take callers and which is a lot, take callers and help educate the listeners and help the listeners. That's a lot. But we can do more as a body because we're a body of people that believe in helping one another, right? I mean, that's what our core essence is, right? I mean, that's what it is for me. I don't do this for just, crystal ball readings. I do this to help one another. And if I, so that's our core. So we have the strongest core right here, right? Would you agree with that? So what I'm saying tonight is on this special show with Michelle, why don't we all see what we can donate? No matter if we're called in or not, I don't care where our placement is on our show. You know, let's look and see, look at our finances and see, okay, if I donate whatever, maybe it's a dollar, maybe it's five or higher, maybe it's 50 or 100. Gosh, it'd be amazing to be more. I haven't seen that yet. But look at that and ask yourself tonight, okay? I want you to ask yourself one question. If you donated X amount of dollars tomorrow, would you be homeless? Because I think all of us could stop right now and look around. Okay. I'm going to look around myself. I'm in a home. Is it as big as a home as I once was in? No. But I'm in a home. I'm comfortable. I'm fine. How about you? And that's the call on us. Will we help? So the link is right here on the show page, or at least I thought it was. Well, I will put it up there. And for to go and make a donation, and we'll put it up there in the next couple of minutes, to the GoFundMe link. So please consider what you will donate and then go on the page. And anybody who donates, if you're on the phones tonight, I will bring you up as one of the first callers. My thank you for supporting the homeless, those less fortunate than us. And I post a lot of their pictures on my Facebook page as well. All right, so let's go to the phone lines here. And I do appreciate everybody taking the time to hear me out and listen. And let's bring in Media Michelle to the show. Hey, Michelle, welcome back.
Hey, Michael. How you doing?
Doing good. Glad you're back.
Good. Happy to be back. Wow, I've definitely missed you and missed everybody. It's an honor to be back, to be called back to this work.
Yeah, it's great to have you here. You know, Michelle, I think, it would be great to start off because I know we did a show on LA Talk Radio where you talked a lot about your where you've been and everything, but everybody don't listen to both shows. I know that's kind of how it works. Do you mind kind of a lot of the old time Journey of Light listeners who remember you from the early days wonder like what happened? I got so
what
many
happened?
People contacting
yeah.
me. You know, do you mind
No, I don't mind telling the story. It's pretty simple. In a nutshell, spirit kicked me in the butt. I had to take a break from the spiritual community and go through what I would call a dark night of the soul. So it was 4.5, almost 5 years. And what triggered this dark night of the soul was the separation of my daughter who went off to college. So I was experiencing the empty nest syndrome, but it wasn't just that. It was a whole, a lot of things that just kind of came down at me all at once. And I walked away and I felt that I would never come back, that was it. And a couple of really good friends of mine who are in the spiritual community said, no, you won't. You'll be back. Just give it some time. Like, nope, I'm done. And then, lo and behold, they were right. And here I am again. And I have a different message. I've grown tremendously. I'm definitely not the same person I was 4 years ago. And I just had to go through that. And I wouldn't change a thing. It was hard. It was challenging. I don't know how I made it through. But and during that time that I was gone, I really, really missed making a difference. That I went back into the professional world and did that, and but it was so unfulfilling. And so, you know, a lot of old clients, they would call me or text me or send me an email, hey, I really want a reading. I'm like, no, I'm not doing that anymore. And, you know, really special clients that I bonded with. And then I finally gave in, you know, one day, and I'm like, oh, you know, why not? I'm just going to do it. And it just kind of started from there. And so the readings started trickling in, and then I started, you know, building my calendar, and then started doing radio again. And that's where we're at. And I'm super happy to be back, and I'll never leave again. You know, this is my true life work, and I need to embrace it and honor it.
Yeah, definitely. I always kind of felt you would be back. I didn't. I thought you needed some time on whoever
it
was. Yeah, right.
Because I was adamant. No, I'm done. But and then it was so funny when I came back, I was worried. Do I still have the gift? Can I still connect? And I connect just as well as I did before. So I didn't lose it.
Yeah, right. you know, and I have to share the story, you know, that there's so many stories that of the, you know, past shows and the readings that, you know, you've done and on my shows. And I think, you know, the one that I remember that just shock and awe, I guess you could say, was Michelle knows this one very well because I said this one, but to the listeners, probably first time, many have heard this, but we did a show and girl called in, and she was wanting to connect with her sister who had passed. And Michelle was, you know, because this was, again, this is very early of me starting this, so I've learned a lot in the 9 years. And Michelle taught me that, you know, being a real medium, that you had to say the things you were getting. You know, you just, to be authentic, you had to, right, Michelle?
Whatever comes, you want to push back the filter and allow the information to just flow through. And so if my left brain's saying, no, I can't say this, I can't say that, and then they give me information and I'm filtering, then it's going to skew the reading. So yeah, no matter what comes through, it has to be said.
Right. So that in mind, I didn't think though that meant what was to come. So and I thought this was the end of my short radio
career
too. Yeah. Like, okay, that was nice. Michelle's doing this reading, and then Michelle says, your sister is telling me, and I have to ask you this again, Michelle talking to her sister on the radio show, and says, are you wearing your sister's panties? And when she said that, I just about dropped. Remember what Michelle said about having to say it, but I thought, please, did you have to? You know, like this one, could you hold it back? Because I knew she, this girl on the other side, was going to just either hang up or scream, you know, obscenities. Like, how could you dare say that? But sure enough, the girl in tears could barely talk and said, yes, that she put on her sister's panties before she called into the show thinking this would help connect her better to her sister. And I'll never forget that. And that, you know, this is someone that Michelle didn't know. This is just someone calling into the show. So like I say, and my son Nick can tell, you know, Nick knows me as, you know, being skeptical. I think you need to be, but he thinks I'm too skeptical. And I always tell him that whenever, you know, I sometimes wonder, like, is mediumship real? Though I believe it, I always go back to this reading because this tells me for sure it's real. So.
Yeah.
Do we still have Michelle here? Or am I still here? Okay. Let's see here. Okay. Well, Bonnie, can you tell me if you can hear me? I am on. Is that what you're saying? Okay. Okay. So I guess that okay. Michelle's call dropped. She's calling right back. Here she is. All right. You're back, Michelle?
Yeah, I missed the punchline, darn it.
Oh, I guess that blew you away, too. That spirit is on the line. And
yeah. I've got a couple of spirits with me, if you don't mind me saying what I'm getting. And if someone raises their hand and says that's for them, the first set of images is pretty brutal. It's a homicide, and or it could be, I'm guessing, and it there's a sharp something pushed in the back of this person's head. And that's been lingering with me for a lot of today. So if anyone can relate to that, let me know. And there's also a young woman who's upset that her father passed through heart failure, heart attack. And that's what I have.
Okay.
And I think she's wanting to hop on the phone. I don't know. Just let me know if anyone knows what that is.
Okay. So let me say this to the listeners out there. When we go to the phone lines, kind of what we do is, I do with Michelle is I'll go to your calls as far as screen your calls. And if any of you guys can relate to that, when I'm screening your call, please let me know so that we can get you connected here tonight. I know, Michelle, before we go to the phones here, you wanted to talk about out-of-body experiences.
So OBEs, out-of-body experiences, are a really interesting phenomenon that has been happening to me since I was probably 10 or 11, and started off to be extremely frightening, almost terrorizing, because I had no idea what was happening or what they were about. And then as, you know, I aged and got older and more mature, you know, spirit guided a book to me on OBEs. And I remember the first time I opened up that book, I read it in one night, beginning to end, because I was so in awe, and I was just so happy that it was something positive, not something horrible. Because when it's happening to you and you have no idea what it is, it's terrifying. And so, you know, I can honestly say that I've had some amazing OBEs. I've seen galaxies. I've seen spacecraft, all different sizes, shapes, colors. I've seen different planets. I've visited planets. I've ridden in spaceships. I mean, the sky's the limit. I've seen it all, and it all happened in my OBEs. So, and a lot of people, the skeptics, would say, oh, they were just dreams. But no, it's a big difference between just a dream and an OBE. When you're having an OBE, it's reality. It's like you are there. You can feel the wind. You can feel sensations in your body. It's just like our reality here, but you're in a different time and space.
Yeah. I heard it once said that, you know, we travel every night, even though we can't remember them. Is that you?
Yeah, it's true. I wake up pretty exhausted because I know I'm hard at work most nights and doing my light worker duties. You know, a lot of us are earth angels, so we're angels in the flesh, and we're working when we're sleeping. So
right.
the indigos, the star seeds, the crystals, the rainbows, I know that OBEs would be nothing new to them.
What would you say, Michelle, is there any techniques a person can, you know, before they, you know, go to sleep, can try to get out of their body? I know personally, you know, I've tried so many times and I always fall asleep and I don't, if I do travel, I don't remember. I mean, I got a son that's more able to do it than me.
One that worked very well for me. I don't try to trigger them anymore, and I don't have them as frequently as I used to. And when I do have them, I just cherish them. I kind of lay in bed for an hour and just reflect on the amazing place that I visited. So one for me was affirmations. You know, as you're drifting or you're falling asleep, you say to yourself, OBE now, out of body experience now. And you say that with conviction. That always triggered one. You know, and just talking about it, I'll probably go to bed and have one tonight. But I think, in my opinion, it's good to just let spirit do it for you. Because you can really get kind of obsessed with OBE. And I don't think that's healthy. So there is a fine balance.
Okay, yeah. So, yeah, I'm checking with my son. I know he's going to be calling in. And I know the other is, you know, he talks to you. He's, you know, my kids, Nick and Holly, to the listeners, they've always, you know, gone to Michelle for help, you know, with their spiritual work. One reason is obviously they have such a kinship with you and so highly respect you. And I, as their dad, because, you know, people have to understand that. You know, as you, of course, know, Michelle, me and my kids were only like 14 or so when I started this. So they, you know, and they were really involved, as you know, Michelle, in the show. I mean, my daughter was handling the chat room and see the.
Yeah, I remember.
Holly. And another reason they've contacted you, Michelle, is because, you know, especially when they were younger, you know, I wouldn't let them just contact anybody because they'd be like, well, Dad, I'm going to call so-and-so in for a reading. And I was like, no, you're not. They were on my show. Anyway.
So I would be the same way.
Yeah.
I mean,
right.
If my daughter wanted a reading, there's probably only one or two that I would recommend. Are you there?
Yes, I am here. I'm trying to get things adjusted here with callers and everything. But yes, I think that's a good, you know, I know we're going to callers here, but that's a good point because I think everybody needs to be, I don't know what the word is, just selective, but you need to study who, you know, the reader is that you're, could go into. I know, what was her? I don't know if you spoke to her, but she was, I forget the name, it's from the early years, and her daughter, I'm pretty sure you spoke to her, daughter was killed by her boyfriend.
Remember.
You remember that? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And, oh, yeah. That's one that I don't often remember readings, but that one has stuck with me, and I remember everything about that.
Yeah. And I know I worked with her, you know, as far as helped her, and she is very, I mean, I could not think of what it'd be to go through. But I remember that at one time that she wasn't able, it was a Friday night, I wasn't on the air. And so she wasn't, you know, so she called just any show on Blog Talk and she got a hold of somebody and the reader told her that, the daughter who you think is in her room, as far as her spirit, that's not her. That's actually a demon. And this just got the mother enraged. She was so scared and, you know, called me and of course, very upset. Yeah. And I said, no, that's totally wrong.
There's a word for that, fundamentalist spiritualism. So I don't subscribe to any of that whatsoever. But,
right.
That's unfortunate. And it's unfortunate that the readee who we're talking about believed it.
Yeah. And that's what I mean. So the listeners, be selective. Know who the reader is, you know, before you go and get a reading. So, but anyway, why don't we go to the phone lines here, Michelle? Does that sound good? And take our first caller?
Sounds good. Sounds good.
Okay. All right. Great. Okay. So the number again to call, 347-884-8245. Don't forget about our homeless project. The GoFundMe link is now up there. And again, if you make a donation, we'll move you up to the, you know, towards the top of our list here. Our thank you for helping out the less fortunate. Let's go to area code 610. Welcome to the show. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from?
My first name is Sonia, and I'm calling from Pennsylvania.
Hi, Sonia.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. Yes, and I will do want to help out by giving a donation to the homeless.
Okay, that sounds great. How can I help you this evening?
Yeah, I had a question concerning career.
Okay.
I had a review, and I think it went pretty favorable, except that, you know, there's a few things they want me to work on. But I'm the type of person that I go the extra mile and I just don't do my job. I find other things to do and to contribute. And we did go over that. Even right now, I'm taking a class that I'm paying for myself that is going to, you know, help with my job and the more skills. They're not funding it. I am. So I did not get information about the raise. I was told that it's going to happen, you know, probably should be hearing by the end of the month or so. But the thing is that, you know, they will also, my boss will also point out that I have had many reviews, but I haven't gotten any raises, and he will have them taken into consideration. So the raises are anyway between 1% to 6%, and 1% is like doing the least. So I don't know what you're picking up in as far as that.
Okay. I will connect with you through spirit. So I need to connect with a loved one, and they provide the information for me.
Okay.
And the first thing that's coming through isn't any career. It's about allergies. Somebody's sick or sneezing constantly. And I don't think it's you. It's a male around you.
Okay. I'm not, I can't think of anyone, you know.
Okay. We'll just put that aside. So as far as career and raises, it's foggy to me, and I feel like there's one item that sticks out among the rest. So there's a problem area that is bigger than all of the rest, and that's what's holding things up. Now, I don't know what that issue is or what that problem is, but I can see a bot, you know, in my visions, I can see, you know, pointing, and there's some issue that needs to be addressed or resolved. So, and only you know that, or only you can come up with what that could possibly be.
Honestly, I'm not sure because
it's a character. It's not something that you're doing as far as work. It's like a way of being, like a personality or something like that. It doesn't have to do with how you do your job. It's something other than that.
Well, we're all told that. Not only me, we're all told that we have to wait to know about the raises by the end of the month. I was not the only one.
Okay. Well, that's really what I'm getting. I get the month of October, and I know that's a ways off, but I see a big shift and a big change in that month, this coming October. It's a long ways away. And that's all that's coming through.
Okay, well, it's funny what you said, like the month of October, because I'm also looking for another position. So I haven't really applied for anything yet because I haven't really seen anything. I mean, I do look whenever, you know,
mm-hmm.
I have the time.
Because
I don't work full time, but I haven't, you know, there's things, but things beneath me or things that are not suitable. So maybe, you know, in October I'll find that job, and maybe that big shift you're seeing, I'm not sure.
Yeah, it's things kind of fall into place, and I see a big movement in that month. So, you know, a lot of times we don't get what we want when we want it, and it, you know, definitely tests our patience. So I want to just try to encourage you to be patient and wait for this to, you know, the change in October. I don't think you're going to get everything that you want in the current position. And I think this change in October is going to fulfill you even more.
Okay. So what you're saying, there's not going to be a raise, although they told me there will be a raise?
If there's going to be a raise, it'll be minimal. It's not
okay.
Going to be what you're it's not going to be exactly what you're hoping for.
Like for me or for everyone?
I'm just speaking for you. And
okay.
Then, yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
We
no
need to go
Thank
to
you.
Get our next caller. Thank you very much. Okay. And if I want to, I didn't get a chance to say this earlier. Folks, if you're calling in, please try to keep your calls to like a mediumship question to connect to spirit on the other side. That's what we're doing here on this hour here. So, so moving on here, why don't we go ahead and, as I said earlier, going to bring Nick on to the show a little bit here for my son and okay, Nick is with us. And you know, Michelle, I just wanted to say that, you know, the other day, you know, night, Nick got up like, you know, middle of the night and just was like, Dad, I just had a OBE, and it, you know, wasn't a dream. And you know, and he's And Nick was right. He's never done this before. Like, you know, it wakes me up about his dream, you know. So it wasn't a dream, and he was – I know he contacted you about it, and –
Yeah,
and
I had an OBE so, the same night. Yep.
Yeah. So, Nick, are you there?
Hey, Michelle.
Hey, Nick. How you doing?
Yeah. Doing pretty good. Nice to talk to you.
Good.
I was I was just wanting to share with you that that night that I told you about with the OBE, it seems ever since that night I've been having a lot more
yeah
stuff like that, I guess you could say, you know. And but yeah, I was what did you think about it all?
Yeah, well, when you messaged me, I'm like, wait a minute, I had an OBE too. And then I went back in my mind to review the OBE, and I'm like, that was Nick. So I, you know, we're all connected, especially the, you know, indigos, crystals, rainbows of the world. We're all connected, and we're all working together on the other side. And so it didn't surprise me at all. I'm like, okay, that was Nick. And we were either in a past life or in a future life.
Right, right. And I think like I told you, I just thought the coolest thing about it was, is, you know, just the real strong feeling of remembrance in a way, you know, like I've done this before, and yeah, it was pretty.
Pretty amazing.
Impressive, to say the least.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure you'll probably keep having them, and you'll gain a lot of knowledge and a lot of experiences, you know, as you navigate through them. You'll be blown away by some of the things that you'll see.
Right.
It'll
and
change your whole perspective on reality and life.
Right. And I feel like it, you know, already has a lot in some ways. And
yeah.
And I don't know if you, you know, like about like, you know, like seeing like the same numbers over and over again, like if that's like a something,
yeah.
Or if it's just like coincidence or not.
Well, it's not, it's never coincidence, no, but go ahead.
Oh, sorry. real quickly, I've always had this number for some reason since I was like 4 or 5, and it's
mm-hmm.
been like the number 216. And ever since, especially ever since I had that OBE last weekend or so, I mean, every single day, sometimes like twice or two or three times a day, I'll either like see that number places or at my job or one of my jobs, I deliver pizzas and people can like tip on like credit cards. And yesterday someone tipped like $2.16 and, you know, it's just like really, really strange and cool in a way.
Yeah. You know, Nick, so when I started my awakening process, which the dark night of the soul, which I talked about earlier on the show, was a prelude to my total awakening. And so one thing that happened to me is I started going back throughout my whole life, started having life reviews. You can have them, you know, when you're still in on the planet.
You can have them
on the planet, or you can have them after you pass. Regardless, you will have life reviews. And so during my life reviews, I'm seeing all of the signposts and all of the guides, the like the direction. And basically what it boils down to is it is a it's code. So every time you see those numbers, it's triggering your brain, your mind, and it's activating your awakening. So this happens a lot to the starseeds, the indigos, crystals, and rainbow children, where we are all meant to be going through the awakening process. As you go throughout your life and all these things, because the synchronicities are going to happen more and more frequently, and they're going to start happening 10, 15 times in one day, and it will blow you away. It's almost overwhelming, and that's what was happening to me before my awakening. And so seeing those numbers, that's what that is. It's really a connection to your higher self signaling you and trying to make a connection with you.
Right. And I agree with what you say. And, you know, and I feel like, you know, sometimes, you know, during the day when I get, you know, all busy, you know, with just life and work and stuff, and then I'll, like, see that number and, you know, it almost feels like for, like, a couple of seconds, like, it, like, brings me, you know, centers me back in a way, you know, I guess you could say.
Yeah, exactly.
And so, yeah.
It's really yourself connecting with you, and it'll happen more and more. It won't always be those numbers. It'll be other things. Like for me, I would have a conversation with someone, and then I'd go to the movies later on that night, and the same conversation would be happening in the movie I'm watching. You know, just weird stuff. But it would happen over and over and over. And finally, I said to my friend, I don't know what this is. And it was just really frightening, and I can't make sense of it. And then after the awakening process, I realize now, and so now every time I get a synchronistic moment or the numbers show up or the sign shows up, I just thank spirit and I'm so grateful because I know what that is now. It's actually you. You put those signs in this life before you came here.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. It's pretty fascinating.
It's meant to delight you. It's meant to bring you closer. It's meant to uplift you and make you happy, which I think that's what it does. I think when you see the numbers, you feel love in your heart and feel grateful.
Right. And I also feel, you know, like there's, you know, spirit guides or, you know, someone, you know, around me or watching over me or something like that.
Well, you have a team on the other side watching out for you. A team of spirit guides in white suits or white jackets, which to me means you're meant to assist and help those in need in your life. Caretaking, uplifting. You know, I mentioned Earth Angel earlier in the show. That's you. And I think the more you can embrace who you are, the better off it's all going to be.
Okay, wow. I appreciate that. And did you?
And also, one thing I want to mention is study. There's a lot of education in your future. And it's you're going to become an expert in something in the spiritual field. And I don't know what that is, but, you know, you'll know when it comes, which is part of your growth is to know what that is on your own without someone telling you. You have to discover it.
Right. Wow. That sounds exciting.
Yeah. Also, musically inclined. I don't know if you're around others who are musically inclined or spirits urging you to get involved in something.
Oh, yeah.
To music.
That does make a lot of sense. I always felt like I was, you know, really sometimes like overly drawn to music in a way, you know, and I always find these like really, you know, unique, interesting, you know, spiritual type songs, you know, and always, you know, get home and like, you know, get my dad and be like, you gotta listen to this song. I'm like anything you've ever heard.
Yeah, my daughter does that with me too. True millennial.
All right. Well, I appreciate everything, and it was good to talk to you.
We covered a lot. I hope that clarified some things for you.
Yes, it did. It really did. And so,
you know, if I can add, you know, Nick has got that famous number he sees all the time, 216. And I told him today, I was listening on CNN, and they were having on there that for the House of Representatives to pass a bill, it takes 216 members to pass it. And I said, Nick, here's another example for you. But
Yeah. I mean, it really is good. Spirit trying to grab your attention in those moments. And when you start getting the floods of synchronicities and numbers and things that are very special to you, that's when you're really near your awakening. And I'm not saying you're not awake now, but, you know, we all have to go through an awakening process.
When Nick the other day said he received a tip of $2.16, like, oh my goodness, that, because
yeah.
You know, as I was saying earlier, Nick knows how skeptical I can be. Right, Nick?
Right.
Yeah. But that is like blew me away, like, oh my god, you gotta be kidding me.
That's amazing.
Yeah. All right.
Well, and you could probably consult a numerologist too to even get more. That would be a good idea.
Okay. We'll do that. All right. You have a good night, Michelle.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Thanks for calling.
He doesn't even say goodbye to his dad. Isn't that something? Joking. Michelle, do you want to tell the folks where people can reach you and things like that? Any announcements?
Sure. I think the easiest way is to find me on Facebook because I'm very active on it. And if you send me a private message, I'll respond within a day. That's probably the best way. So it'd be
okay.
Meeting Michelle Fletcher / Facebook. Or actually the opposite. I have dyslexia.
Okay.
It's Facebook / Medium Michelle Fletcher.
Okay. And we have the link here on the show page to contact Michelle. It's right there on the show page. Just click on that. And I think you can set up private sessions that way and see what Michelle is up to. And so let's go to our next caller here. We're going to bring in Diana from New York.
Hello, good evening.
Hi, Diana.
Hi, Michelle. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How is your evening going?
It's been really good. Interesting hearing your conversation. Your story is really interesting.
Thank you.
My question is regarding my grandmother. I'm very, very close with her. She's passed over.
Okay.
And I wanted to see if if she was okay with me moving to California.
Well, she's in this conversation. The first thing she shows me is she certainly liked jewelry. Do you understand that?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And she's showing me little 90s that she would wear. She's talking about a big, Michael's going to kill me, bosom with these floral nightgowns that she would wear. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. So she's laughing, and she's right into this conversation. I really like her personality. She is... I knew this question would come, is what she's saying. And she just has this huge smile on her face, and she is beaming down beautiful, warm glow. Like you can feel her love if you're present.
Yes.
Very,
yes.
Very strong. It looks to me like a bright light coming down on you. So she sends love. And okay, now I want you to understand one thing. So her personality comes through, but that's not who she is. So she's just showing me this side of her so that you know it's her. So
Okay. The
first thing she says is, you know not to get me involved in this. You know better. You know better. So there, I think that was sort of an ongoing thing when she was here. Like, you know better than this. Don't get me involved in this. But it's a joke, and she's just saying that so, you know, because it was part of her personality while she was here. So she's not going to say yay or nay on the move because it's ultimately your choice. Now,
right.
I do see pros and cons. I feel a huge pull for this move. So that to me means that you are really wanting to do this move. There's hundreds of details that have to get worked out before you can make the move. Make sense?
Yes, but move is not permanent. It's going to be a move, stay there temporarily, and then leave again.
Is there a male in the picture, a person you're moving for?
No. This is only me, myself, and I. Yeah.
Okay. Well, then that to me tells me that there will be someone that you meet when you do move. Okay, because that's what I'm seeing is you moving, and then there's someone there waiting for you.
Oh. Okay. Well, me and you need a private session.
Okay. Yeah. Go ahead and message me because I'm feeling a lot of resistance to what I just said.
Oh, really? Why resistance?
Well,
oh boy.
Resistance as in. Like confusion.
Oh.
Anyways,
that's what
your grandmother is telling me. Anyways, I'm tuning back into your grandmother. I just think she's a delight, and I really would have liked to have known her. She's a sweet person and fun.
Oh, yes. I missed her tremendously. She is my mother. My grandmother is my mother because I don't get along with my mother. So I just have a very
simple
bond.
Is there another sibling, a sister?
I have a stepsister, but she's not a real sister.
Okay. Well, she's referencing her.
Oh.
Yeah.
Good? Is something good or bad with my sister?
It's just a hello. It's just a hello.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, I don't speak to my stepsister.
Okay. Well, she has an interest in this other sibling sister, and that you know could be a prompt to reach out to her as well, because she is she's mentioning her. So
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
You're so very welcome. Thanks for calling in, and good luck.
Thank you. You'll definitely hear from me. Thank you, Michael.
You're very welcome. Very welcome.
Have a good
night. And you too, Diana. Have a good night. I just want to let the listeners know that Michelle will be on each Tuesday here. So circle it on your calendar. And that's at 9 Eastern, 8 Central, 6 Pacific time. here on Journey Live. We'll get ready for our last call of the evening. Time goes by so quickly. And Michelle, how you liking it in Wisconsin?
It's colder than, well,
San Diego,
yeah,
California.
San Diego for 42 years and then relocated.
Wow.
Yeah. So, and so when anyone asks me about a move, I take that very seriously because it's a huge decision. I know what it's like now.
Yeah. Are you near, well, you don't have to say, cause I don't want to, but my sister, I have two sisters, but one lives in Seattle and the other sister lives in Milwaukee there in Wisconsin. So,
oh, nice.
So, yeah, I got some
connection there. Yeah, if you ever go visit them, let me know.
Yeah, I don't have too much contact. But yeah, and then, you know, I mean, I was born in Chicago, so kind of close to
Wow.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Of course. Yeah.
We were just in Chicago last weekend looking at furniture. It's
really?
Very busy. It reminds me of New York. It's just popping and busy and people everywhere. And I'm like, I need to get back to my country home.
Yeah. I think that's what, you know, is so stayed with me, you know, because people in Chicago are, I mean, they're good people and everything. Don't get me wrong, but it's a different style. You know, like you said, it's fast. People talk really loud and rough. They don't mean anything bad by it, but it's just the manner.
Right.
Yeah.
Totally
it's
different
the way
lifestyle.
It is. Yes. Oh, yeah. Different. And, you know, we moved to Chicago to Nebraska, you know, when we were kids, we found the differences. Like, for example, this is a small one, is in Chicago, we would call, we go to the grocery store and we would say, can you put that in a bag for us? Well, in Nebraska and Oklahoma, it's a sack. So
right.
We would be in Nebraska and we would say, can you put that in a bag for us? And they're like, what do you mean, a trash bag or something? Something like real big. We're like, they're like, that's a sack.
You know what? People here in the Midwest are pretty conservative and they don't get my humor. So I have to watch for that. Like, you know, they just don't get it. They just look at me like I have two heads when I joke. I'm like, it was a joke.
Yeah, that is quite a change, you know, because San Diego's very, very open, and there, Wisconsin, Oklahoma, very conservative. So, anyway, okay, well, let's take our last caller here and go to. And this caller was telling me that she connected to the what you were saying earlier of spirits coming to you, one of the messages. Let's bring in Carrie in Rhode Island.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Hi, Carrie.
Hey, Michelle.
How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing good. I've been listening since the beginning of the show, and I do know in the beginning you mentioned, you described two situations, and one was a father who had passed, and I haven't heard any other calls really describe that. So I do connect with that. Not sure. I mean, I didn't call in with the specific, you know, intention of connecting. I've received validation. I know he's at peace. But I guess it was just open to any messages because maybe he has one for me today.
Okay. So is your dad that passed from heart failure?
It was unexpected. So, yeah.
Okay.
The cardiac.
Okay. I'm sorry. Let me get your first name again. I'm terrible with names, and I'm.
It's Carrie.
Carrie. Okay. Okay. Well, let me make sure that this is your dad that I'm connecting to. I'm going to describe his character, his personality. A very warm, very loving, very caring. I feel like he was your confidant. A very special relationship here. Just huge warmth coming from him. Does that sound like who is that him?
Yes, privately. Yeah, I mean, with me and him towards the, yeah. Definitely very tough love growing up, but, you know, we just, unfortunately,
same
cut short.
Same thing with me, tough love with my dad, and then we are extraordinarily close as, you know, we're old. So I know what that's like. So he says he knows how much you're missing him. He says he sends you quite a bit of messages. He is trying to reach out to you through your mind. So when you hear his voice, don't dismiss it. That really is him.
Mm-hmm.
He also sends you beautiful music. So you're hearing music, and that's him. That's what he's saying. Tell her I'm sending her really beautiful music. And I think you can connect with this when you're drifting off to sleep.
Yeah, everything. I mean, love music and taught me a lot about it. So every song, I'll hear songs that remind me of him. And I just know certain songs have a message. I'm like, that's my dad. It's like Pandora will go from my music to like the 60s. And I'm like, there he is.
There he is. Okay. So you already know. You know that that's your dad. So he's closer to you than you could ever imagine. And I think it's so beautiful that you recognize when it's him. And that gives me hope. I have an 83-year-old father, and I am dreading the day. So even just because I'm a medium, I still struggle with death, you know, just as much as the next person. But I know that he won't ever leave me. I mean, if anything, I've inherited an angel that will be by my side for the remainder of my life, and that's what he is for you.
That's beautiful.
So something about small young boy, he was learning potty training. Try to think of cousins or I don't know who this little boy is, but that's what he's showing me.
Yeah, I don't have any children, but a former boyfriend of mine, he's actually in spirit as well. He's got a young son named Travis, and I think he'll be able, I think he's about to turn 7, and I think he's still struggling with that. I know, as far as, you know, just
with the
from,
potty training.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not very close to him anymore, but it was something that was ongoing.
Okay, well, I think it's great that you were able to connect that, and you know, because I don't know who I don't know why I see what I see. So that would be your ex then connecting through spirit world and reaching out to his son. And I really think that the potty issues are going to be resolved very soon.
Oh, good. I'll pass it along to his mom.
Okay. Let me see if there's anything else with regards to the son. Give him my love. Give him my love. Yeah, he's here. I'm asking him what the root of the potty training issues are. He's afraid. He's just afraid. Doesn't like to get up in the middle of the night. And so there's things that can be done to curb that. You know, you could put something in the room where he can go in the room. He's afraid, and I'm feeling like he's a sensitive. He's very sensitive.
I think he actually knew his father passed before they told him.
So he needs some training. He needs some guidance. He needs to, you know, at a very young age, know that it's okay that he senses things that others don't. So he does, he needs a lot of help. And so I'm going to say that these potty issues have to do with his advancement, and that there really isn't anyone that he can reach out to talk to about these things. And when you sense spirit at such a young age, it tends to frighten you as a child because you don't know what it is.
I did. I know. I could never sleep as a child myself, and my parents.
Me too.
I would
barricade
I
would barricade my bedroom door, and I never understood why I did that until many years later. Because So I mean, I'll keep this little boy in my thoughts and prayers, and I wish him well, and I think that's it. That's what I have.
Now, that had nothing to do with the other connection you made in the beginning of the show either, right? I don't remember what the first description was, but I know
it
you said that someone to be connected with their father, and then before that was something with the head. That wouldn't be the same.
Two separate ones,
Okay.
Yeah. Your dad says, don't cry anymore. I'm right here.
So it's just been, you know, some roller coaster, like, you know, life changes, and my dad passed at 60, he was young, and I'm, you know, it's just, you know, I try to ask him, and I know he's there, but it's just hard to go through life, I think, you know.
It is. Yep.
One day at a time.
Exactly. Sometimes one moment at a time.
Put the radio on.
Thank you for calling me.
Okay. Thanks, Carrie.
Thank you.
Okay. Alrighty. All right. Well, that's your first solo show back to Journey into the Light. So that was great.
It was wonderful.
It's like old times.
Awesome. Just like old times, yep.
Yeah.
Something nothing.
Right, even though we're about 9 years older.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Maybe the lines on the face, the wrinkles changed a bit, but
the location.
A couple of grays
changed.
Popping out.
Right. just think of the 9 years, you know, what you know, we've both been through, you know, all the challenges of life, and it's,
yeah.
You know, for me,
well,
you know,
are,
going, yeah. Uh-huh.
I was telling Steve, my hubby, I was telling him about you and the special bond that I have with you and how important you are to me and how I always think about your kids. And, you know, we kept in touch, you know, through when I left, but it wasn't quite the same. So it feels good to reconnect with dear friends.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, definitely. I was first so glad, you know, to hear you were back, and then it's like, you know, are you willing to do radio? You think? Is it asking too much?
Yeah. So. You've always pushed me, Michael. So I really appreciate that. I didn't want to. You made me. No, but I'm happy.
I mean, because you know. Anyway, I'll leave it there. Okay. all right. Until next week. Really enjoyed it, Michelle. Fantastic. So glad to have
you
back.
Thank
you.
Thanks.
Special.
For a great show.
Okay. Take care, Michelle. Bye bye.
Okay.
That's Media Michelle. And she'll be back next week. I know there's a lot of calls we didn't get to. And, again, just kind of mark it down again. And also remember, Michelle's contact information is listed on the show page. On her Facebook link is there. So you contact her that way if you want a private session, which I would highly recommend. And that's going to do it for me tonight and today. We've had a lot of shows today. Hope you've enjoyed them. And I'll be back live tomorrow. I think we start tomorrow at 5 Eastern. So we'll see you all then. And thanks to my producer, Bonnie, for all her help and friendship. I appreciate that very much. And thanks to all the listeners for being here. And we'll see all of you back here tomorrow on Journey into the Light. We've got a lot of great shows coming up tomorrow. So. Again, it all starts tomorrow at 5 Eastern, and I think we go all the way till 10 o'clock Eastern, just like tonight. Okay, I got to sign off here, so good night, everybody. Have a great evening.